A large group of paddlers sit around a campfire in Tracy Arm, which is a fjord about 70 miles north of Petersburg. Veterans are introducing themselves and speak briefly about their position in the military. Dennis Jack is one of them. He's the founder and president of HACA, Warrior Veteran Canoe Journey Incorporated. Jack says it started back in 2015 when he was visiting with a friend, Doug Chilton, who organizes canoe journeys to celebration. Jack asked him if there was any representation with the veterans during the journeys, and Chilton replied no. He encouraged him to start an organization.
It was 3 months later where I posted on Facebook that we have a veteran canoe journey taking place from Angoon to Juneau, and we're looking for paddlers. And maybe 20 minutes later, after it was posted, phone calls start coming in.
8 veterans participated during the first canoe journey in 2016, but 2 years later, it grew to 27.
The purpose of the veteran canoe journey was so that we can help other combat veterans cope with PTSD and suicide, because we had been losing one veteran every 22 minutes to suicide.
Jack says the canoe journey is what they call a healing journey. This year, there are 28 veterans paddling.
There are others that are paddling in memory of one of their brothers or sisters or auntie, uncle, who were killed in action, either in Iraq, Afghanistan, or even Vietnam.
Jack says that the journey has helped him deal with his own PTSD from when he was deployed to Iraq.
I have a hard time on July 4th because of all the fireworks and a lot of the really loud fireworks. It sounds like a cannon or a mortar that's going off.
To him, it sounds like war.
There were times where I'm sorry. There were times where our buddies wouldn't make it, and so we'd pack them out.
His wife, Roberta, has witnessed his PTSD and helps him deal with it. She's here on the journey with him.
He's been asking me to come how many years, and I kept telling him no, and I don't know what it was about this year. I finally told him, okay, I'll go. And this is all pretty amazing.
She says it's not going to be her last journey as long as Dennis is here. Roberta says that she has 2 brothers who fought in Vietnam. One lives in Angoon, and they lost the other in 2015. She says he never got the help he needed.
He just drank and drank and drank, and where his last couple months or so, he started talking to us about what he went through.
She says she's thinking of him while on this journey.
I know if he was here, he would have been on this. He would have loved to be on this journey.
Another veteran, Bethany Remy Onibokin, lives in Juneau and served in Afghanistan. This is Onibokin's 3rd canoe journey to celebration. She says paddling with other veterans lets her realize that she's not alone and other people are going through tough times like her.
Things progress, and sometimes healing takes a long time. And I feel like every time I get on the water, something gets a little bit better.
The journey helps her take focus off her troubles. Val Kude, her mother, is also here. She lives in Juneau, too, and served in Vietnam with the U.S. Army. This is her 2nd journey. Kude says it's inspirational, where the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people are going back to the canoe.
It's the culture, the songs, the stories, the people, the humor, everything. It's a spiritual, cultural, reawakening back to the cultures.
The captain of the veterans canoe is on board too.
Kanach ayat yada yuduasak. Kanachari chatsati. Yech nachatsati. Kichkahan ayachat. Kowakani ayachat. Nuxian hit ayachat. And that means Tim Flannery and Tlingit.
Tim Flannery lives in Ketchikan and served 3 years in the military during peacetime as an electrical mechanic. This is his fourth paddle to celebration as a skipper or captain. He says his spirits are up and they've got a good crew this year.
It's an amazing event that brings us together and allows me to feel more connected to my ancestors, the way of life that they lived, you know, camping along the side of the beach.
The group hasn't been able to paddle every day because of rough weather, but Flannery says he loves seeing all the wildlife, like killer whales, seals, and eagles anyway.
It's a nice break away from civilization. But I think I'm missing a shower now.
He says no one's complained, so he thinks he's okay. Once he and the other veterans get to celebration in Juneau, they'll be dancing on stage. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.